Greetings from the Gunflint Trail. Official winter on the Gunflint is nearly a month old, and winter it is. Following our last radio visit, a couple snow days at Wildersmith netted 8 more inches for the seasonal total. Beyond this feature, the neighborhood has been cold, really cold. As I begin this report, around the Smith place, 6 out of the past 8 days have failed to see the mercury eclipse the zero mark, with most days warming only into the teens below. This past Sunday was the first in several where the thermometer finally jumped to near zero. Amazing how warm it can feel at zero after what we've experienced. Cold as last Saturday was, getting up to minus single digits, one would never know it was such with the enthusiasm overflowing along the upper trail. Sled dogs and their mushers had the spotlight for the much-anticipated Gunflint mail run. Trails through the woods were spectacular and fast, as hundreds of handlers, volunteers, and spectators cheered the frost-covered teams during their symbolic mail delivery journeys. In the end, 2 winners were crowned. The 8-dog 70-mile race was won by Chad Showiler of Irma, Wisconsin, while in the 12-dog 110-mile section, Ryan Reddington of Ashland, Wisconsin, led the pack to the finish. The weekend of colorful activities was another splendid sampling of the Gunflint community coming together in celebration of our natural world, decked out in white. Congratulations and thanks go out to organizer Kathy Quinn and her near 100 volunteers for all the time and hard work showcasing a bit of Gunflint history and the magic of what we Gunflinters cherish every day. A big thank you is further extended to many wonderful sponsors for providing essential resources. Of course, special recognition goes to Sarah Hamilton and her dedicated staff at Trail Center Restaurant for the superb hospitality as the event host. Last, but surely not in the least, a great bunch of mushers, their support teams, along with the stars of the show, their canine heroes, merit our gratitude for coming to the Gunflint. Before and after last week's barking happenings, the peace and quiet of the forest has prevailed, except for a moment of frenzy between yours truly and one of those pesky red squirrels. It took place at our deckside feeder one morning. This could be one of those believe-it-or-not trivia, but believe me, it happened. A little background info is necessary to set the scene. Each day I set out 2 ears of corn attached to small platforms with a screw protruding to hold the cobs in place. The items are for any critter willing to gnaw on them, but generally they are stripped by the blue jays and or squirrels in a matter of minutes to an hour or so. The shelled cobs are then left in place until the next day when I collect them, replacing with refills. These cobs are saved for fire starters in the wood-burning stove. The saga begins now, only a few mornings ago. In the process of putting provisions out for the day, I removed one cob from its connection and laid it on the seed tray while I proceeded to the next station. Out of the corner of my eye, a blur caught my attention. Looking towards the source, a squirrel had darted up on the rail and grabbed the shorn cob. Immediately, Little Red began to nibble on the end and then decided to abscond with the prize. Without giving much thought, I started hollering at the larcenous rodent, thinking I could scare it into dropping the cob. Obviously, we were not in the same communication mode, because it paid no attention and made off down the rail, cob in its jaws. In a few steps, I caught up to where a tree branch provided escape potential for the little varmint. For some unknown reason, it decided to stop right in front of me. The two of us were now barely a foot apart. Surprised I could get this close, I made a quick stab at the stolen goods. Unbelievably, the red critter offered no resistance, as I took my belonging right from its tiny paws. The little guy, or gal, then made a leap into the adjacent tree, perching on a nearby branch, chattering what for at me. Again, we were not communicating in understandable terms, but I had a feeling I was catching the devil. Apparently, with no hard feelings, my trickster buddy has returned, not missing a meal opportunity since. So that's my story, and I stand by it. Sorry, but you really had to be here to fully appreciate. It's just one more joy of living in the untamed paradise we call border country. Not all was fun and frolic along the trail this past weekend. The Gunflint community was saddened after receiving word about the death of a longtime neighbor. Don Lease, who lived in the mid-trail area, passed away last Friday in St. Paul, following a brief but sudden illness. Our sympathies go to wife Eleanor and his family on the untimely loss of this kind and gentle husband, father, grandfather, and friend. For WTIP, this is Fred Smith, on the trail, where every day is great and full of mysteries.